How are you?
Oh, good, man. Good to have you on the phone. Good to have you back in the UK. Tell me what's happening, what's popping. How was the trip to Zim, man?
Zim was amazing, Henry. As always, you know, Zimbabwe has always got love for us, and we've always got love for Zimbabwe. It's a good look to go back home. It was really nice, man. Really nice, as always.
Yeah, what did you bring me back? Did you bring back some chibage, some nzungu, or what? What did you bring me?
Yeah, I brought some nice monkey nuts. I brought some nzungu, definitely. Even got matogwe, even matamba, everything, bruh. You know, even the stuff that's not even in season yet. You know, I got to keep it this side here and just hold on to it until it gets all ready. You know, keep checking 8 to 10 hours, you know?
Yeah, make sure I do not see our number one, Shamar.
Shamar, it's already, it's just green right now. You know, when it starts to get yellow, I will definitely call you and say, yo,
yeah,
you're right, man.
Yeah, but on the real, how was your tour? Because I know you were there like a couple of days before you actually got on tour, got on stage with Sean Kingston. How was it performing with...
I mean, when we arrived, I mean, the hype, the buzz was really, you know, was really on it, you know what I mean, with regards to the Sean Kingston
show. I know,
man,
we could feel it from here. It was all over the media, yeah.
Yeah, no, it was definitely there. It was very hyped up. And, I mean, everything was done, I mean, on a professional scale. I mean, CNA, they definitely took it to the next level, took Zimbabwean entertainment to the next level. I mean, they everything was on spot on. You know, they had the press there. They had, you know, everything was done in Meikle's Hotel. It was really nice because we've done sort of things this side here in the UK. And for us to see it in Zimbabwe, it was a very nice thing for us to see Zimbabwean things, you know, looking very professional like how they did. And, yeah, man, I mean, unfortunately, I don't think Sean Kingston was able to make it on our press conference, but it was good because it gave the Zimbabwean artists, you know, time to shine in front of the press, you know what I mean, and give them what they had.
That's new to me, man. I didn't get that part because, you know, it gets me to where I was going to ask you, because from over here, man, we heard that he didn't do too well. So, you know, do you want to talk me through it, or as an artist, did you feel he was on point?
As an artist, I'm not going to lie. You know, every artist has their bad day and has their good day. So I'll never let an artist go down like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I have Sean Kingston perform, and I would say that it wasn't his best performance.
Yeah.
But as any other artist, you know what I mean? Everyone goes through their bad days. We've gone through our bad days. Winky D has gone through his bad days. Sniper has gone through their bad days. So, you know, I wouldn't blame him, you know. And apart from that, I mean, I don't know if the press covered this, but... unfortunately, I was told by his people that Sean Kingston actually 3 days before he left to come to Zimbabwe actually had to take out his wisdom teeth.
Yeah.
I don't know how come that didn't reach the press, but yeah, I was told that by one of his friends, Riley.
Yeah.
And I felt his pain because, I mean, he's a young lad, you know, his wisdom teeth have just come out and he still has to go on stage and do his thing. You know, as a professional, I think he did his part there, but... you know, when you're entertaining, you got to put 110%, not 80. So, you know, unfortunately,
he wasn't in tip-top
that's one
form,
of those bad things. Hey?
So he definitely wasn't in tip-top form because he wasn't 100% in good health.
Yeah, he wasn't 100%. I mean, but still, though, you know what I mean? As, even though...
I had you out, Sean, yeah. That's what I had. I'm just saying, man.
You know what, Henry, what I'm going to say about that, I mean, a lot of people have been coming up to us and saying, yo, you guys, I heard you guys outshone him. Mm. The thing is, I don't know. You know, me and my brother, personally, when we go out, we do 110%, whether we've got broken legs or, you know, no vocals.
Yeah.
We will still manage to make a plan and make it happen, you know, without having to lip sync or do anything, you know. We give 110% because at the end of the day, it's our job.
You just rolled up your sleeves and went in there and did your thing.
We went in there and we did what we went to do, is entertain our crowd, you know,
and
especially Zimbabwean people, you know. We've come a long way from home. So when we went there, we had a lot of ginger, you know what I mean, to impress our crowd, to show people that this is what Zimbabwean people are doing outside in the diaspora, you know what I mean?
So
when we went, did 110%, whether we outshone him or not, I mean, that's entirely up to the public, and whoever watched the performance can tell you for themselves.
That's brilliant. That's brilliant, then. That's good to hear. And I know you've got a lot coming up as well. You've got an album dropping soon, and you've got a lot of shows lined up. You guys seem to be really, really getting